Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business, in marketing, in life, pop culture, whatever. And we still have our longer episodes at the end of the week, but we like to see what new stuff is going on. So one of the huge things that's going on is that Google has brought their AI mode to the Chrome address bar. What? Okay, so Google has Gemini. That's their version of ChatGPT. Okay. And nobody really goes to Gemini, but what Google's now doing as of this week in the United States hasn't rolled out globally yet. You know, when you go to your Chrome bar and you could write something and it automatically searches it on Google. Well, now your same Chrome bar in your browser, you can use that as if it's a prompt bar, like the same way you would go to ChatGPT or any of the other AI tools. You could use that as your prompt bar, and you could ask it whatever you want the same way you'd ask any other AI tool. And when you hit go, it's going to use Gemini and it's going to give you all the info that you're looking for as if you were on an AI tool. And this is great. And I think in general, I have a hot take. By the way, I hate when people say hot take. I really do. But here's my hot take. I think long term, Google is going to win the AI wars. I do. I think they're going to beat ChatGPT. I think they're going to beat all of them. They just have too much in place that we all use. And if they start to embed it the way they're doing it in the Chrome bar, I think they're going to win. And why does this matter for marketers? Because we steer all of our efforts to how do we show up in ChatGPT? How do we show up in Claude? Not enough of us are really looking at how we're showing up in Google's AI mode or Gemini results or things like that. So I would be messing around with the Chrome bar and checking that all out. Other stuff that's going on, there's LinkedIn stuff, there's email stuff, all sorts of stuff. So on the LinkedIn front, I thought this was really interesting. So Rishi Jobanputra, who is the senior director of product at LinkedIn, posted something on LinkedIn just this week. And what he posted is this. He said, the question was asked him, does adding a link in my post impact my reach? Because everybody's like, oh, you can't put a link in your post. It depresses engagement, performance, whatever. And he said, zero. No, not true. This is from the dude at LinkedIn whose job it is to actually tell us what is up. He said, the only reason it doesn't do well is when you put a link in there and it's super self-serving and you're trying to get people to do stuff that they don't want to do. He's like, if you write a whole long post about some awesomeness and you write, here's a link to the content, you could download the whatever, it will do great. He said, it is not true that just a link itself is the issue. Some interesting email stuff that's going on right now is that, of course, you know, the whole gear up for the holiday season, business and consumer for Q4 is already in motion, right? You can go to Costco right now and see holiday stuff everywhere and Home Depot and the same thing. And I'm not even going to get into, you know, using the word holiday in your subject line or any of that stuff, because that's already in motion. We'll get to that on another episode. But what is working right now, what works incredibly well, okay, starting actually in October 1st through the end of the year. So right now it's starting. The idea of invitation emails. This is for business marketers or consumer marketers, where you are putting invited or invitation as the primary start to your subject line, right? It says invitation colon blah, blah, blah. Could be for a new live online event. It could be you're invited to a secret deal, special offer deal, whatever. Invitation emails from October 1st through the end of the year, crush it. They actually, if you start your subject line with the word invited or invitation starting October 1st, it will lift your open rates on the consumer side by about 24%, on the business side by about 28%. Why does this work so well now? Because we don't realize it, but subconsciously we are in the mindset of wanting to be invited to stuff. I don't mind being invited to stuff. I don't want to go to anything because I don't like people. And so you can invite me, but I'm gonna lie and I'm going to say I have other plans. Oh my God, it's so great. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm not available. It sounds amazing. But in general, we all this time of year like being invited. We're invited to business stuff. We're invited to consumer stuff. So when we see that in our emails, we do a millisecond pause in our inbox. And this is how it gets us to open up the email. So if you're not testing heading into the next few weeks, this idea of invitation-oriented emails, whether you're a business, consumer, nonprofit, whatever marketer, you should do that. You're not inviting people to events. You can invite people to donate. You can invite people to a piece of content. You can invite people to a special VIP sale. Doesn't matter. Just reframe it that way. All right, let's get into useless stuff. What's going on that's useless? First off, I just finished the season one of The Girlfriend on Prime, Amazon Prime. It was fantastic. I strongly recommend watching this show. There were some holes in kind of the whole storyline, but I thought it was great. Absolutely watch The Girlfriend on Amazon Prime. Love is Blind season 9 is coming out in 1 week. It's going to be in Denver. So that's awesome. I'm very excited about Love is Blind season 9. This is going to be great. The Golden Bachelor starts tonight. I'll be checking that out, although I'm not a real huge fan of the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette. I just find them boring. And I just do. But I'll be watching because I have no life. And the sad thing I just learned on the Food Network, they just canceled the TV show Outrageous Pumpkins. Now, you have a life. And you're sitting there like, what is he talking about, Outrageous Pumpkins? This is going to be season 5 of the show where everybody, like, it's a competition where people are carving their pumpkins. And it was awesome. And I'm very sad that that's canceled. Nobody else cares. Maybe the people that were on the show care, but I care. So anyway, listen, I appreciate you being here. Please, 2 things. Leave this thing a review. It really helps circulate the show. You'd be my best friend. Number 2, Guru Conference. GuruConference.com. Free virtual event is coming up November 6th and 7th. Nicole Kidman, Lance Bass, Donald Miller, Amy Porterfield, the founder of Liquid Death, Sophie Miller from Pretty Little Marketer. Who else? I don't know. Everyone's going to be there. I need you there. It's free. It's virtual. GuruConference.com. Check it out. You are awesome. Smell you later. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.